1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Iran attacks Israel. I'm Brian Clark. Israeli military says it intercepted 99% of the missiles and drones that Iran launched on Saturday in its first ever direct attack on Israel. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says
Israel demonstrated a superior military capability to what the Iranians threw up against them. And that, of course, as we've said many, many times, we don't want to see the situation escalate further. We're not looking for a war with Iran.
And Iran's foreign minister said on social media the regime has no desire to continue attacks. As for what could happen next, retired General Douglas Lute, an ABC News contributor, says
Iran directly hitting Israel has, to some extent, already broadened the conflict. It doesn't mean, however, that this escalatory ladder has to continue. So I think the next step is over to Israel to see what's next.
This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is having a green energy construction boom. As Mike Moan reports, that's good news for Wisconsin's unionized construction workers.
Four major utilities operating in Wisconsin recently announced a pledge to hire union workers for clean energy development tied to federal incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. Kent Miller of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council says it paves the way for a smoother transition to more wind, solar, and similar projects.
With the commitment from the utilities to make sure that the wages and benefits are the same standard as legacy energy, it allows workers to focus on updating their skill sets to meet the needs of the project and not worry about are there concessions in wages and benefits.
In earlier phases of renewable energy construction, Miller says some project leaders focused on bringing in out-of-state non-union contractors. Now that Wisconsin labor organizations have a seat at the table, Miller says the next challenge is getting more advanced notice before a project breaks ground so they can ramp up recruiting well ahead of time. For example, Miller says a utility-scale solar development requires a lot of labor, and they want as many people as possible to know about potential openings. He says that includes apprenticeships.
Somebody could start their apprenticeship career, complete their apprenticeship, and become a journey worker through the duration of a utility-scale solar project.
He points to the Paris Solar Farm project in Kenosha County, which at its peak had nearly 150 laborers. Of the apprentices, 70% were women or people of color. Analysts say the hiring pledge and associated projects could lead to nearly 19,000 construction jobs that come with prevailing wages. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. It happened this week. The Packers tailgate tour with six players visiting schools, social agencies, senior citizens, and presenting checks to donate to their programs. I spoke to Mark Murphy.
Our overall community impact this past year was over $12 million. It's a high priority for us is giving back.
You're being humble, but I know that you really light up some faces of fans, people who kind of maybe feel a little forgotten about, and they actually get to see you and your guys in person. I mean, it's tremendous.
Yeah, well, I think they really love seeing the players. I'm like an old man. Who's this guy? But, yeah, no, it's, yeah, this is our 18th tailgate tour. I think I've been on 16 now. It's really fun, especially at the stops at the schools, you know, to see the excitement. And usually it's a surprise. So when they see the players walk in, it's pretty exciting. And to see the interaction between them, it's a lot of fun.
That's Packers president Mark Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Tune in Monday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The trial of the century. Donald Trump will have all the coverage 4 to 6 statewide.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see plentiful sunshine today at gusty northwest winds and highs in the lower 70s. Clear and low 40s tonight. Winds will be a little lighter. For your Monday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, mid-60s. More clouds on the way by Monday night. Right now, it's 58.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day is play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in and he's having a bad day. And he looks at, we're just playing a pickup game. And he goes, hey guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. He runs and powers it down. And I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know?
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Stars, the colors of the world. What a beautiful world. Sammy Kay.
Lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. If I were king, dilly dilly, I'd need a queen. Who told me so? Dilly dilly, who told me so? I told myself, dilly dilly, I told me so. If your dilly dilly heart feels a dilly dilly way, and if you'll answer yes, in the pretty little church on a dilly dilly day, you'll be wed in a dilly dilly dress of lavender blue. Dilly dilly, lavender green. Then I'll be king. Dilly dilly, and you'll be my queen. Of lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. Then I'll be king,
I thought you were. Lady Lavender in the Indigo House by the Purple Wood. Cobwebbed by spiders and magic magenta. Lavender, keeper of dark corners and black blue blood. Lady of the soft edges. Tell us all, or tell me, where day goes with night, and what they do there, and what it means. The questions fall on your lavender lap, and your answer is a lavender laugh in a lavender cry near a lavender what? By a lavender. Why?
Dinah Shore.
Your dilly-dilly heart feels a dilly-dilly way, and if you'll answer yes, in a pretty little church on a dilly-dilly day, I'll be wed in a dilly-dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly-dilly, lavender green. Your dilly dilly heart feels a dilly dilly way, and if you'll answer yes, in a pretty little church on a dilly dilly day, I'll be wed in a dilly dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green.
Tonight, I'm glad that I found a place to park, because right now I'd like to sing for you a very wonderful oldie entitled Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable. Near our bow, like a song.
crowd.
Thank you. Hi there, neighbors, and here we go with your hit parade. And off we go with song number six. Take it.
The moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the stars all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I tried. But there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. The devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies.
Much closer than that. Take a real close look. You begin to see why. There's much more to white, much more than can ever meet the eye. Like, look over there. There. You see that white? Sure looks for sure like the white that's called pure, but it isn't. Not at all. That's an off-white white. Sorry. Just doesn't quite measure up. Falls short. Absolutely pure, pure white is just a dream of a dream. Even now, if you close your eyes tight and let your brain go to where it's whiter than snow, you'll see, you'll know. The whitest white that white can be white, as imagined by you, imagined by me, as the purest of pure, pure white, is just a little bit off, just a little bit off white. Off white white. I sigh.
but there's no regretting. In spite of my tears,
the devil was in your heart,
but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me
Dick's brother Bob used to write some great stuff, and he wrote something for Abbott and Costello in Hollywood. When summer rolls around, I'll have some stuff out of that great picture. And by the way, Lou Costello's daughter is on Find a Grave. And by the way, there's also a great Facebook page. I happen to join it. A lot of great stuff about Lou, the kid from Patterson. Music of the Stars. I want to get on to some Oscar winners and losers before the Music of the Stars is done for this day. This is the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name's Lou Regani. Thanks for being here. 7 till high noon every Sunday. At civicmedia.us. Color Ikru. Did I pronounce that right? It sounds like a joke, doesn't it? Or almost like a Warner Brothers cartoon character, Ikru. Where do they come up with these names? It's something like beige, looking for songs about colors. It's kind of a neutral, relaxing color. It's got some gray, green, and yellow notes. It's a neutral color, unoffensive. If you're repainting an apartment for a new tenant, Ikru, calming. And look, I can't find anything on
Ikru.
Is
Ikru. A critic.
Ikru, I see.
Loves to see the show. Just doesn't know when to say yes and when to say no. But that's because of beige. You see, beige has taught Ikru a funny point of view. The true is like false, and false is like true. can expect to get anything straight? Like an answer, I mean. From an ecru that thinks, or thinks that it thinks by the thought it was taught, that love is the same as hate, that shouldn't's the same as should, that dumb is the same as smart, that bad is the same as good. A kind of critical confusion in critic could have complications almost arithmetic. Those of us, are there any? Too many. Who have to know exactly what to do, what to see, what to say, what to think. We'll have to wait until Ekru is ready with his double talking trait to make steady unsteady, calling crooked straight. But what the heck, you know Ekru. Just a freeloading critic who loves to see the show. Just doesn't know when to say yes or when to say no.
Seminestical. Lionel Bard wrote this for Oliver. See, there's a color, olive. flugelhorn. Sammy Nestigo. And the Broadway show and the musical is Oliver.
Oliver, Oliver, never before has a boy wanted more. Oliver, Oliver, won't ask for more when he knows what's in store. There's a dark, thin, winding stairway without any banister, which will throw him down.
And bring him up, how could you serve me that banister?
Oliver,
Oliver,
what will he do when he's turned black and blue? He will rule the day, somebody name him Oliver. Oliver,
Oliver,
never before has a boy wanted more.
Oliver,
Oliver, won't ask for more when he knows what's in store. There's a long, thin, winding stairway without any banister,
which will throw him down and feed him from cockroaches served in the canister.
Oliver,
Oliver,
what heavens pray will the governor say?
They will lay the blame on the one who named him Oliver.
Harry Secombe from Oliver.
Olive, poor thing, sits and thinks that it's drab. Sure does. Sits and sits and sits and sits and thinks about its olive drab drab. Doesn't know that it is about to be named Color of the Year by those with a nose for the new, by the passionate few. Yeah, olive is definitely in. Everything that can possibly mean anything, anywhere, at least for a year, has got to be olive. Did you hear that, Olive? Did you? Know what it means? Oh, olive. There'll be olive cars and olive trucks and olive chickens and olive ducks and olive socks and olive garters and olive brakes and olive starters. Olive sorry, olive please, olive whatnots and olive trees. Olive trees. What a quaint notion. Olive trees.
Unpredictable. It's open house tonight. Would you welcome Shelley Winters?
September 26, 75.
I was in the makeup room. Yeah, I was in a makeup chair, They put you back like this. And suddenly I got this big kiss. It was Freddie Prinze. I wonder what I could do. If only he was younger. I mean, if I was younger. What could I do?
Wouldn't you go out with a... Freddie is how old? 23? 22? Would you go out with a 22-year-old?
If he was fella? Twins... 23, 23, 46, oh no, it didn't work. Well, anyway.
You wouldn't go out with that fellow that young?
Well, I wouldn't go out with him. Mm-hmm. Now look, if a man, say...
Right.
Your age, our age, well...
What's that supposed to mean?
Just a minute.
I don't mind telling my age.
I do, so shut up.
I guess we're about the same age, huh?
Maybe I'm a year or two younger.
Okay.
You were under contract at RKO, weren't you?
Come on, I was never under contract at RKO.
We used to hang around RKO. Right after the Second World War.
I understand you helped them build it.
Shelley Winters. Say, Shelley had a musical job in a picture which was a flop and a Broadway show honoring the Marx Brothers. It was called Minnie's Boys, and she played Minnie's Mama. Here's Shelley Winters.
That's true, not it.
except their mother.
What kind of sons have I raised? I'll tell you how important I think this opportunity is for you boys. I'll cut off my beautiful hair and I'll sell it for a wig.
Mama, that is a wig.
All right. You want to go back to New York and be bums? Go back and be bums. You want to stay and be stars? Stay and be stars. Only I want to make one thing absolutely clear. You don't have to do it for me. Don't do it for me. After all, who am I to run your life? You don't have to do it for me. Feel perfectly free. God forbid I should try to run your life. So do what you wanna do. Look, am I stopping you? You don't owe me. Go and show me. Good luck, and there's the door. Don't have to do it for me. If you wanna quit and go back, nobody making you stay. I said, oh, I'll say. Go and run with the herd. I won't say boo. If you want to putter around in the gutter, well, there's the gutter. Go and putter. All right, so pull the chain. Four sons go down the drain. Who listens anymore? Why should you do it for me? Hendricks, you don't have to do it for me. Don't do it for me. Why should you make me proud? No reason why. I'm not like some others you see. A Simon Legree, but a mother's allowed at least to try. So go throw your life away. It's not for me to say. Poor house, more house. Look at your house. Four boys who could be stars. Drive fancy motor cars. Eat where the help is nice. Not have to ask a price. Life could be paradise. Your dreams come true. So please, for my sake, do it for you.
Shelley Winters, the original Broadway cast recording of Minnie's Boys, the Marx Brothers' mom, Minnie Marx, and here's Rob Dorn. I worked with Rob at the Green Mill from Minnie's Boys. Larry Grossman wrote this.
What do you give to the lady who has given all her life and love to you? What do you give to the reason you are living? I could window shop the world before I'm through. Mama, a rainbow. Mama, a sunrise. Mama, the moon to wear. That's not good enough. No, not good enough, not for Mama. Mama, a palace, diamonds like doorknobs, mountains of gold to spare. That's not rich enough, no, not rich enough. Enough, no, not long enough.
Sammy Nestico.
Thank you.
ago. Tom Rainier on piano. Warren Looning on trumpet that time around. The tune, This Is the Moment. Sammy Nestigal wrote that. And Dan Higgins on trumpet as well as alto sax. Dan Higgins, the music of the stars. I played something from Minnie's Boys earlier, Shelley Winters. I wanted to do another tune from that huge Broadway flop. Nobody went to see it. I mean, you would think. So it's been forgotten today, but not quite. Not here in the music of the stars. These are the Marx Brothers, or the characters portraying them. This is from Minnie's Boys, and a tune for Minnie's Boys. Where was I when they passed out luck?
Where was I when they passed out brains? Right at the head of the line. Where was I when they passed out talent? Right up front, dead mine. But when it came to the line where they handed out the luck, where was your smart, clever friend?
What a flop. Why? The creators constantly tried to change the score. They fired the choreographer. They're going to fire Shelley Winters as Minnie Marx. There is a song that made it. That's the one you just heard. Mama, a Rainbow. Steve Lawrence recorded that. And Jim Nabors shortly after. That's a song for Harpo. Groucho got a credit as the show's advisor. What a shame. Nobody went to see it. Here's some Racine talent, Jill Jensen. This is the music of the stars, and thanks for being here. So much talent in this area. Jack Grassel on guitar.
It seems times we've stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again, and so it seems that we have met before and laughed before. See you.
Stand by now, the CBS News. Pacific Media Radio Network, music of the stars.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.